Hello, this is Adam Johnston, the official creator of the Potato Boy podcast, which looks at everything potato related. Now, for my first podcast, I want to kick it off with the question of whether a baked potato is actually a main course or a side dish. Now, I've done a lot of research and looked at a lot of food pyramids from around the world and then like American eating habits, trying to find out like if a baked potato should actually be considered a main dish or a side course. And my claim is that a baked potato should in fact be considered a main dish. Now, I don't know what the stance of the person who's watching this is, but I hope that I can change it. So, first I want to start out by talking about the food pyramids. The American food pyramid, well, it's actually considered my plate, consists of the biggest section being consists of like whole grains. And so what, or grains and cereals. So what they're talking about is like whole grain bread, like brown rice, potatoes, and other stuff. And they says that you should, it says that you should eat to like 10 to 12 servings of these a day. And then the next part is fruits and vegetables. They're the next biggest section of it. And then it's dairy, and then it's meat, and then it's fatty acids and sugars. Let me drink real quick. So there you have a rundown of the American food plate slash pyramid. So at the base, or the biggest section, is grains and like cereals. And then the next section is fruits and vegetables. And then the next is a split between meat and dairy. And then the next section is a split, or is at the very top of it, which is signifying the smallest portion of it, is sugars and then fatty acids. That's the American food pyramid. And so upon doing research of other countries' food pyramids, I found that a lot of countries have very different food, have very different like standards and different food pyramids than us. One that's probably the most different is the Japanese food pyramid, or as they call it, the food guide spinning top. So the way Japan's differs from us is that, well, theirs is the same in the sense that grains and like grain dishes make up the base of their pyramid, like bread and rice and like noodles. But the difference between theirs is that for one day, they say that you should have 5 to 7 servings. America's is 10 to 12. That's like a huge difference. That's at least a 3-point difference from their highest to our lowest. And then their next part is similar to ours, which is vegetable dishes. But then their third biggest part, which in ours is meat, theirs is also meat, but theirs is only 3 to 5 servings of meat dishes. And then the craziest thing is that in their topmost, like the pinnacle of their pyramid, like what you should eat the least of, they have dairy products and fruit. That's one of the biggest things in our pyramid. Like that's split with vegetables. That's the second most important thing you can eat, tied with vegetables. And they have it as you should eat 2 servings of fruit a day. Now, when I saw this, I was really confused because I was like, how can two food pyramids differ so much? Like, how can Japan's food pyramid be completely different in like not only kind of placement on their food pyramid, but actually like what is on there and how many servings to eat? And so I started looking at differences between like American, like not American culture, but like American eating habits and Japanese eating habits and like how that affects their people. And so of course I went to, well, not of course, but I went to obesity, like obesity rates to see which, and you can probably guess as you've already heard my numbers, but America is ranked 10th or 11th on global obesity rates. And just a fun fact that I found really interesting. all of the countries that have a higher obesity rate than us, save for one, which is Kuwait, they're all small island countries of less than 200,000 people. But that's not the point. But America is 11th on global obesity ranking. And then Japan is, let me find it again. Japan is 185th out of 191 countries. So America's 11th and Japan is 185. They have a 4% obesity rate, and America has a 36% obesity rate. And I guess that's kind of obvious when you look at the differences in our food pyramids. And so that, with this evidence in mind, I'm proposing, this is how I'm backing up the fact that I think a baked potato should in fact be a main dish and not a side course. Because if we lowered the servings, if we lowered the servings on our food pyramid, that would mean there's like less to eat, but you should eat less to be healthy, which I don't know if that works. Obviously, someone's put a bunch of research into that, but I think someone should research, someone at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which is who makes the food pyramid, they should look at Japan's, which another thing that you could go off of and research is why is the Department of Agriculture making the food pyramid, and now that they're making it, grains is the biggest portion, which that's completely different, but that's just a separate like conspiracy theory tangent. So I think a baked potato should be a main dish, because if a baked potato were a main dish, then that would hopefully lead to people eating less. Because if a baked potato is a main dish, so that's like, say baked potato is like one serving of grain. So a baked potato is like one serving of grain, a baked potato is a main dish, and that's one serving of grain of your whole grains for the day. Then that would open up like a chance for there to be sides. And if you have sides, if you have sides, like traditional sides are also like fries and stuff, but there's also a lot of sides that could be like broccoli, and like that's where your fruits and vegetables could come in, which would make us less obese. But that's not the point. The point is, if a baked potato should be a main dish or a side dish, but if it was considered a main dish and people would eat it and open up more opportunity for sides, and we would eat less and thus probably make us a healthier country. So I think that a baked potato is in fact a main dish, because due to other, being obese is not healthy, and America is ranked 11th for obese, and we need to change that. And by making a baked potato a main dish, we could change that, because it would probably help people eat less, and that would be healthier for our country. So in recap, just want to state this: a baked potato is not a side, It is, you could technically consider either, but I'm considering it a main dish because it is found healthier and should be considered a main dish, because it will hopefully lower how much Americans will eat and thus lower our obesity rates and make us an overall healthier country and a more profitable country. Because there's many studies out there that show like America spending like billions of dollars trying to fight the obesity problem, and that America's love for fast food is only going, like there's facts that say like 11% of Americans eat fast food a week, which unrelated, but some food for thought. But a baked potato is a main dish because if it's a side dish, it causes Americans to eat too much and should be considered a main course.